Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been struggling, confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing, and I'm making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
Bonners.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Bonners.
Good evening, Loretta.
Good evening. How is everyone?
Great, great.
Did you want me to read from Genesis?
Genesis 21, start at 22. I can read if you want.
Okay. Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Hey, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm good.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Miss Williams.
Yes.
Good evening.
Okay, while we're waiting for others to join, I will pick up reading out of Genesis 21 and 22. And about this time, King Amalek and Philcol, commander of his troops, came to Abraham and said to him, "It is evident that God helps you in everything you do. Swear to me by God's name that you won't defraud me or my son or my grandson, but that you will be on friendly terms with my country as I have been towards you." Abraham replied, "All right, I swear to it." Then Abraham complained to the king about a well that king's servants had taken violently away from Abraham's servants. "This is the first I've heard of it," the king exclaimed, "and I have no idea who is responsible. Why didn't you tell me before?" Then Abraham gave sheep and oxen to the king as sacrifice to seal their pact. But when he took seven lambs and set them aside by themselves, the king inquired, "Why are you doing that?" And Abraham replied, "They are my gift to you as a public confirmation that this well is mine." So from that time on, the well was called Beersheba, because that was the place where they made their covenant. Then King Amalek and Philcol, commander of his army, returned home again. And Abraham planted a tamarisk tree beside the well and prayed there to the Lord, calling upon the eternal God to witness the covenant. And Abraham lived in the Philistine country for a long time. Amen.
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 Do we have any other callers to join in, Angela?
Allen's to join. Is that Reverend and Mrs. Allen? Or
Mrs. Allen.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, tell Reverend Allen we miss him.
Okay, I will.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to read some more Genesis, or do we want to move on with the program, Loretta?
What do you think? It's about five after, so. I can pick up a couple more verses. Genesis 22, 1. Later on, God tested Abraham's faith and obedience. This is when he had to sacrifice Isaac to the Lord. Abraham called God. "Yes, Lord," he replied. "Take your son, Isaac, whom you love so much, and go to the land of Moriah and sacrifice him there as a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I'll point out to you." The next morning, Abraham got up early, chopping wood for a fire upon the altar, saddling his donkey, and took with him his son Isaac and two young men who were his servants, and started off to the place where God had told him to go. On the third day of the journey, Abraham saw the place in the distance. "Stay here with the donkey," Abraham told the young men, "and the lad and I will travel yonder and worship, and then come right back." Abraham placed the wood for the burnt offering upon Isaac's shoulder, while he himself carried the knife and the flint for striking a fire. So the two of them went on together. "Father," Isaac asked, "we have the wood and the flint to make the fire, but where is the lamb for the sacrifice?" "God will see to it, my son," Abraham replied, and they went on. When they arrived at the place where God had told Abraham to go, he built an altar and placed the wood in order, ready for the fire, and then tied Isaac and laid him on the altar over the wood. And Abraham took the knife and lifted up and to plunge into his own son to slay him. At that moment, the angel of God shouted to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Yes, Lord," he answered. "Lay down the knife. Don't hurt your lad in any way," the angel said, "for I know that God is first in your life. You have not withheld even your beloved son from me." Then Abraham noticed a ram caught in the horns of a bush. So he took the ram and sacrificed it instead of his own son as a burnt offering on the altar. Abraham named the place Jehovah Provides, and it still goes by that name to this day. Amen.
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 Thank you, Loretta. We had two more callers join in, Auntie Betty and Daniel.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Show for tonight. Loretta, did I have the?
You ready to go? Go ahead and do the roll call.
Okay. We have Mother Varner, Miss Varner, Loretta, Auntie Carrie, Mrs. Williams, Mrs. Allen, Auntie Betty, Daniel, and myself. Welcome, everyone.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight is an open session, and I pray that you all brought some good news to share with the group. If not, just say pass. Now may everyone bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Father God, we thank you for your love. And we thank you for your patience. Father God, we ask that you order our steps this week and lead and guide us the way that you want us to go according to your will. Father God, we ask that you remove anything and everything that is not of you away from our prayer service. in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, you say when there are two or more gathered together in your name, that you will be in the midst, and we thank you for your presence. We ask that you give us the ears to hear your words being shared tonight, and may we be doers of your words. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
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 All right.
Thank you for that, Loretta. I guess we'll go ahead and go down the list and
Matthew 19:26. I have Miss Williams leading us out in that.
Okay.
Okay. Jesus looked at them and said.
Jesus looked at them and said.
With man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Amen.
We'll start with round table, and we'll start with Mr. Varner.
Oh, okay. I'm going to read another 10 verses of Colossians 1.
Amen.
And it reads that strengthened with all might, according to his glory, power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Give thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creation, for by him was all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be throne or dominion or principality or power, all things was created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the primation. For it pleases the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and have made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to circumcise all things unto him, by him. I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes animated and intimate in your mind by wicked words, work, yet now have he reconciled. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. For that, Mother.
Okay,
Pops, Mr. Varner?
I'm here.
Okay.
I fool you that time down in her hotel. Okay. I'll be reading the seven judgments. And we can find that in Revelation, and we can find Revelation 20 chapter and Matthew the 13th chapter. As it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ will once offer to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall be appeared a second time without sin unto salvation. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. Amen.
Lord. We'll read a passage from my Bible in Leviticus 4:5.
Amen.
And it's your responsibility. Whether we are leaders or citizens of a community, we are all held responsible for its development. We can readily see our commitment to the community, but do we take the time to recognize how our commitment to Jesus must influence how we handle the affairs of our community? Leviticus 4:5 reveals to us that if we sin, even in ignorance, we are guilty before God. Once we are made aware of this sin, we must immediately do something about it. As Christian men and women, we should ask God each day to strengthen us and guide us in our decision-making, not only concerning spiritual matters, but also concerning community and leadership matters. Then, if we fail to make prudent decisions, we are admonished by the scriptures to do something about our error. First, we should confess to God our disobedience for not following his guidance. Second, we should acknowledge the error to the community. Third, we should take steps to correct the error. Leviticus 4 teaches that each time we commit a sin, we must first acknowledge the sin to God and then seek his forgiveness. Whether we are leaders in the community or ordinary citizens, the process is the same. No one is immune to error, no one is immune to sin, and no sin is immune to God's judgment if we do nothing about it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Angela.
Fine, amen.
Okay. All righty, moving right along, let's go with Loretta.
Okay, I'll be sharing out of the Daily Bread. A powerful word. The word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. God's word shows us our sin and its consequences. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. It tells us of God's love and salvation. God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. And it gives wisdom for daily living. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Thank you, Lord, for your powerful word, which give us life and direction for daily living. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That Loretta. Okay, Auntie Carrie.
Oh, okay. I'm going to read Psalm 121.
Amen.
God is our keeper. I will lift up my eyes unto the hill, which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he, the keeper of Israel, shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forward and forevermore. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, thank you, Auntie Carrie. Hey, Mrs. Williams.
Okay, I'd like to share from Matthew 4, beginning with verse 1 through 11. It tells about Satan tempts Jesus in the desert. It says that when Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil, after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you're the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." But Jesus answered him and said, "It is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. And then he said, "If you're the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written," here Satan is quoting scripture, would you believe it? He said, "He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against the stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, Satan, do not put the Lord your God to the test." And again the devil took him to a high mountain and showed him the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give to you," Satan said, "if you will only bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for again it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended to him. And this is to say, we will be tempted, but God has given us a way out of our temptation, and we can overcome Satan by the word of God. When he come after us, we pull out our sword, which is the word of God, and we can defeat Satan, and he will not be able to defeat us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord.
Right, Miss Allen?
Yes. Okay, I will be coming from Hebrew. The 15th chapter, 3 to the 8th verse. "Remember the prisoner as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourself are in the body also. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, and fornication and adultery God will judge. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be sent this thing as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my keeper, my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, those whom faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Auntie Betty, thank you, Mrs. Allen. I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Auntie Betty?
Yes. I want to read out the workers. A new beginning by Helen Steiner Rice.
Amen.
We wish for another chance to make a fresh beginning, a chance to cut out our mistakes, a change faith into win. And it does not take a new year to make a brand new start. It only takes a deep desire to try with all our heart to live a little better and to always be forgiven and add a little sunshine to the world in which we are living. So never give up in despair and think that you are through, for there's always a tomorrow and a change to start anew. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, Daniel.
Right, so I'm going to try to read a little bit of Psalm 5.
Amen.
And in my book it says, the Lord will bless the righteous with favor. Psalm 1 says, give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. Unto thee I will pray. My voice shall thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. I will look up. For art thou not a God? I have. I'm weeping now. Give me a minute. For there are not a God that has pleasure in the weakness. Now shall evil dwell with it. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hast all workers for equipment. Amen. I can't go no further. Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Daniel, for that. Okay. Now we are at the part of our agenda where we do the sick and the shut-ins. Sorry if you guys hear some background noise, but my husband just got a guest that came over. Okay. Let's bow our heads, please. Close our eyes for a moment. Let's think of those loved ones we know that are sick and are suffering. And just to say a few names, Uncle Champ, Antonio Nellums, Beryl Nellums, Malachi Dodd, Billy Mitchell, Auntie Vastai, Michael and Denise Moody, Rebecca Rossiter, Sharon Favors, Miss Waters and family, Lenny and family. Pamela Haynes, Tanya Laitler, Georgia Rayco, infant mother, Jermaine Dawson, Quentin Haynes and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Mary Lo, Mary Ann, Wanda, Eddie, now let's think of the 23rd Psalm. It helps us to understand God's love for us and reassures us he will provide, direct, and protect our lives. The common tone of God's care is clear. Amen?
Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Angela.
Okay, so we're ready to do the birthdays.
I need to add Jesse to the birthday. He was, his birthday was the 3rd.
Jesse, who was Jesse, Loretta?
Jesse Ross and Jerita husband, my daughter husband, my son-in-law.
Amen. You're like, who are you talking about?
And I have my son-in-law.
Amen.
That's all I have.
I have a lot of names, but I don't have the dates of some of them. So the only date I have was January the 4th, which is we just passed that date for Sean.
Right.
Anybody have any other birthdays they want to recognize?
This is cool, everybody. Everybody birthday. Amen. Do talk birthday. Good to be loved.
Mom, would you like to sing happy birthday?
Happy father tears.
That's right.
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, all you people. Happy birthday to you.
Amen, amen. Happy
amen.
Birthday.
Amen.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mother. Okay. This is the time of our agenda where we talk about praises and testimonies or an opportunity to say a poem or sing. So I'm just going to go down the list. If you don't have anything to say, just pass. Mr. Varner.
Oh, okay. I was going to read a little bit, but I think I need to say this. And I just thank God and praise him for allowing us to be together in the fourth Sunday in the new year, which is 2013.
Amen.
And I thank those of us that are here tonight, supposed to be here, and those that are not here don't supposed to be here.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
Mom? I'm going to read a little portion here. Esau and Jacob stand for more than two brothers and two nations. They represent the opposite force, the flesh and the spirit. If you had to choose one of these brothers, it probably would be Esau, because Jacob was deceitful and selfish. God chose Jacob. Through the entire Bible, God is known as the God of Jacob. Jacob is the father of the tribe of Israel. God gave his covenant and promised to Jacob salvation is not by merit, it is by grace. Jacob represents a child of God, forgiven by God's grace, often sinning and failing and finally gaining his inheritance. He also represents the struggle between the flesh and the spirit. The world today is boasted on the flesh and what the flesh has accomplished. But one day, the flesh will fail before the victory of Christ. At Revelation 19:11-21, and it said, the battle between Esau and Jacob, flesh and spirit, will always be present. It is all through the Bible. Pride versus submission. Man way versus God way. These struggles will go on until Jesus returns and end it all. Amen.
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 Oh,
wow.
Thank you. Okay, Loretta.
Okay, I'll attempt to sing again.
Amen.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
Happy.
When Jesus was. Oh, when he was, he washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch, fight and
pray,
and live rejoicing every day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Great, great.
Nice. I like that. Hey, Carrie.
Pass.
Okay. Mrs. Williams.
I would like to share the portion of the poem by Rudyard Kipling, If. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, I've been lied about, don't deal in lies. I've been hated, don't give way to hating. And yet, don't look too good, not talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master. If you can think and not make thoughts your aim. If you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knives to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you give your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can walk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings not lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much. If you can feel the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distant run. Yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And which is more, you'll be a man, my son. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
All right. Thanks, Mrs. Williams. Mrs. Allen.
Praise the Lord.
You pass.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Auntie Betty?
Yes, I would like to sing.
Hey.
All right. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. A joy to keep I have, a God to glorify, who gave his son my soul to save, fit it for the sky. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Something new, year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now found. Blind, but now I see. It's another year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's a new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. What a friend we have in Jesus. All I said and see to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Something new, yeah, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise Amen. The Lord. Thank
you. Praise Amen. The Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Okay, how about... Well, he disappeared now. Daniel?
You're still here, though, but
I'll
see you back. Got me weak.
Yeah. Wow.
I want to sing a little verse a little bit, too, though. That's all I want to do. I love everybody. I bless everybody. But I want to sing a little verse. I'm going to sing a couple of verses. I'm going to make it short, okay?
Okay.
Amen.
It's not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh, Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. It's not my sister, it's not my brother, but it's me, oh, Lord. Standing in the need of prayer.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Did I call everyone? I think I did. All righty. Now we have the Serenity Prayer. Loretta?
Hello?
Can you lead us in the Serenity Prayer?
Who?
Loretta?
Loretta?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry I had got a call and I was off. Okay, the Serenity Prayer. God grant me.
God grant me
the serenity to accept. The things that I cannot change. The courage to change.
The courage to change.
The things that I can change.
The things that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
The wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
All righty. Thank you, Loretta. Do we have anything else anyone would like to share before we go to the closing? Read Matthew 6:9, and then Loretta will close us out. So let me read that. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellis family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. We pray that there was something shared that would help you through your busy week. Remember to keep God first in all that you do. And God says that you are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. So the next time your feet touch the floor, it's for you, Daddy. Let one devil say to the other devil, oh, no, he or she is up again. Amen?
Oh. Amen.
Amen.
Next week is an open session, so come prepared. May God continue to bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. And may he continue to bless America and other nations. God loves you, and so do I. Everyone have a blessed weekend. Good night.
Amen.
Love you.
Bye.
Uh-huh.
What are we going to do with our 13 calendar? We ain't got no calendar coming out this year?
Yes, we do. It's late.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, it'll be out soon.
Amen.
Amen. Love you.
This concludes our program for tonight. We would like to thank you for your participation. Leaving you with one last prayer. Oh, Lord, we pray that from your glorious unlimited resources that you will give us mighty inner strength through your Holy Spirit, and may we have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep your love really is. Glory be to you, Lord. Amen. Everyone, have a blessed week. We love you.